This is a line of desperation. Drivers parked along a busy Dallas road. They're waiting for food.
This looks like what we saw a couple of years ago.
Unfortunately, it's worse than a couple of years ago. We are serving now at higher levels than we even did at the peak of the pandemic.
Tricia Cunningham of the North Texas Food Bank says every giveaway is just as busy.
And we're good.
As people say, they can't afford groceries.
And it's just the basics. It's flour, sugar, eggs, milk. We don't buy cookies, cakes. We don't even have that luxury anymore.
As inflation has grown, so has need. One in six Americans relied on food banks last year. That's 53 million people, compared to 40 million pre-pandemic.
Cars were lined up for more than 2 hours before this giveaway even started. Today, there is food for 400 families, but demand will likely exceed that.
Judy Moreland on a fixed income says the donations are a lifesaver.
Staples like noodles and pasta and the canned goods. I love green beans and the canned fruit.
Food banks themselves are strained, getting less government assistance than during the pandemic. And many report donations have plummeted.
We have a deficit budget because we want to make sure that no one in our community goes hungry, but that is not a sustainable solution.
But it does mean Dana Carpenter and her husband will be okay.
It is one less dollar that I have to spend or I have to part with to pay the grocery store to provide just he and I.
A hunger crisis heightened by the pandemic, now outlasting it.